Welcome to Light from the Word, a ministry of Liberty Baptist Church of Moraine, Ohio. In the Bible, in Psalms chapter 119, verse 130, the Bible says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." We pray that the Holy Spirit would give you light from the Word as Pastor Tom Gresham brings the message today.
You know, as we end, we're coming to the end of 2021, and we're looking at 2022, which, as I said the other day, it's kind of hard to imagine. If back in the 80s you would have told somebody we were going to see 2021 or 2022, they'd have laughed you out of town, said there's no way, and all the tree huggers would have said we'd all been wearing gas masks and couldn't find clean water nowhere, because that's been their mantra for a long, long time. Amen? Lots of, huh? Yeah. Yeah, even those aren't working as well, but you know, a lot of times you see some of the stuff today, it's just more pronounced. But I can remember even being back in junior high school and they were talking about all the stuff. And listen, I'm all for clean water. Who wants to drink dirty water, right? I mean, you want clean water, but I'm telling you, we've come a long way in this country from where we did even back in the 60s and 70s with taking care of a lot of that stuff. And I thank the Lord for the progress. But the truth of the matter is we've got this year is coming to a close. We've got a new year, and I'm not one for making big-time resolutions and sit down. I mean, I think it's a good time, any time you can take a day or a time and say it's time for things to change. Amen? But you don't have to wait till January 1st to have things change. Amen? And God speaks to your heart, you can have things change today. Amen? You don't have to wait. And as God speaks to our hearts, that should be our desires, that each day God makes changes in our lives that change the way the rest of our lives go. The thing is, you can't change yesterday. You can't change what happened yesterday. You could wish you did things differently yesterday. You can't do anything. You can't even change what you had for breakfast this morning, if you even had breakfast. If you didn't have it, you can't go back and change getting it. It's too late. That time's gone. But we have today. And what you do today will affect today and it'll affect tomorrow. Amen? So we can't dwell on the past. Some people dwell too much on the past. Learn from it and move on. Amen? Learn from it and move on. Take your Bible, turn to James chapter 4. This is not real deep this morning, but I hope it's enough to cause us to do some serious thinking ourselves, about ourselves. James chapter 4 and verse 13. James chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." That's why a lot of times when somebody says something, that's like, "Hey, we'll see you later," and they'll say, "Lord willing." Why? Because it's up to the Lord. Because you and I have no promise of tomorrow. You and I have very little control over what happens in our life. You can set things in a certain direction. You may decide you're going to go somewhere this afternoon and get a phone call, changes your whole afternoon. You could decide to go out in your car, and I'm going to go here or there and go out and have a flat tire, and you ain't going to make it where you wanted to go, at least not in the time you wanted to get there. There's a lot of things you don't have control over. You could be headed home this afternoon, get in a car wreck, change the whole week. Amen? Those things happen. So when you look at it, he says, now listen, your life, it's even a vapor. So some people say it's like smoke, but you know, smoke's not even a vapor. A vapor disappears quicker than smoke does. All you gotta do is boil some water and watch that little steam come out. You know what that is? That's a vapor. So next time you see something boiling, they look at that and say, "Look, that's life. Poof, gone." That's how quick it goes. And we kind of teased a little bit. I told a guy the other day, he said, "Man, it seems like the older you get, the faster it gets, you know?" And I said, "Yeah, it's like a roll of toilet paper, man. It goes faster the closer to the end of the roll, you know?" And he just kind of chuckled about that. But the truth of the matter is it does seem like it goes faster. You look, I mean, who believe we're already the end of December? We're getting ready to hit January 2022. That's what I imagine. I mean, I see these little kids here, and it's cool. You watch them. It's like, man, you feed them, water them, they grow. And it's like, it's cool. But, you know, it's not going to be long before he's going to be going, Dad, I want the keys. You're going to be like, no, dude, you ain't ready for the keys yet. You know? Well, Mom, Dad, I want this. I want to do that. Because they're little. You're taking care of them now. But pretty soon, next thing you know, here they are. They're these teenagers. I mean, you look at these four young men back here, and the moms and dads can remember when they were these little guys over here. It wasn't that long ago. Doesn't seem like it. It goes by quick. Now, these guys are, man, I can't wait to get out of school. I know, right, Dan? You can't wait to get out. Man, you're like, I cannot wait to get out of. But you know what? You're going to look back one day and say, man, it seemed like just yesterday. Next thing you know, you go to college, you graduate there. You look back and you think it takes forever. And then all of a sudden, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, wow, it's been 10 years already. Wow, it's been 15 years already. 20 years already. Some of you say, I'm not even 20 years old. 20 years ago wasn't that long ago, really. 25 years ago? Remember old Monsell? I mean, people say, do you remember graduating high school? Yeah, I do. It was just like a couple days ago. I would say it was like yesterday because it was like a couple days ago. Amen? This thing flies by. This thing flies by. What if you knew today would be the last time you would... We just put a blank there. If I knew... If I knew it'd be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it'd be the last time that I should see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for one more. If I knew it'd be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and word so I could play them back day after day. If I knew it'd be the last time I could spare an extra minute to stop and say, I love you, instead of assuming you would know I do. If I knew it'd be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more, so I can just let this one slip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day to say I love you, and certainly there's another chance to say are anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day. That you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their one last wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them and that you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Take your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. What if today would be the last time? We don't like to think about that because we like to think on a long-term basis. But there's a lot of folks that are going to step out into eternity today that did not have that plan. In fact, most people don't have that plan. We don't consider that plan. There's one thing about being in the ministry and working around the funeral industry that you see that's worse than anything else, and that's regrets. Regrets. That people wish they would have said, I love you. They wish they would have treated the person right. They wish they would have forgiven somebody. I've watched people literally lay over into caskets and weep and scream and cry over regrets that they didn't tell that person they loved them in a very long time. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father which also your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So here's some simple questions. Is there some relationship you need to get right today? How are things in your home? How are things at the job? How are things at church? Are you harboring bad feelings about someone? And get them taken care of today. You need to forgive someone? Forgive them today. Too many times in our lives, we hang on to things that ought to just be let go. We ought to deal with them when the time is right. The Bible says in Psalm 133:1, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." You know, the one thing the devil wants to do is destroy any kind of unity, whether it's unity in your home, unity at your job, unity in the church. The devil wants to destroy that. You know, there's a lot of times we can put on a smiling face when we come to church, but is everything really okay at the house? Is there some kind of fussing going on? Something ain't right? You don't talk about it? You just pretend like it doesn't exist? You know what happens, though, when tragedy happens? Then all of a sudden, all that stuff comes right to the surface. Amen? And then there's bigger problems. And then there's bigger problems. So what if it was the last time you had that opportunity? Hey, what if you knew that today was your last chance to trust Christ as your Savior? You know, I'm looking around, and most of the folks in here that I believe have said that you've trusted Jesus Christ your Savior. You know that. But I don't know your heart. What if today, what if you knew that today was the last opportunity you'd have to do that? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You know the biggest trick of the devil? You know what he tells you? You'll always have time. You'll always have time. But you know what? You know, when you're younger, you think, oh, I got a lot of time. I can sow my wild oats now and I'll get right later. Do you know for sure you have later? You don't know that. You think about it, always have time. I talk about different things, so I looked up a couple things. Here are just a few things that are frequent. This one, as of even yesterday. A dad and two of his sons have died after a house fire tore through their home on Christmas morning. Authorities say the fire started at the home of the King family at 1:22 a.m. Saturday in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and killed Eric King and his two young sons, Liam and Patrick, according to Fox 29 Philadelphia. Eric King's wife, Kristen, and the couple's oldest son, Brady, were able to escape the flames while the rest of the family was trapped inside. The two surviving members of the family were treated for smoke inhalation at the hospital. The two family dogs also perished in the fire. Fire had already engulfed the house when firefighters arrived, and the flames were not brought under control until 2:34 a.m. The fire started in the area near the Christmas tree and its lighting, according to NBC 10 Philadelphia, but authorities say the investigation and the official cause is ongoing. This news is devastating for the district community and the Quakertown area at large, the local school district said in a statement. Eric and Kristen are very active in the community and the kind of people who make this a special place to live and attend school. The school district sends its heartfelt sympathy to the King family and their many friends and relatives. A GoFundMe page has been established to help the surviving members of the family, and it has raised over $200,000 in just 10 hours after setting a target donation goal of $20,000. I wonder if that's supposed to be $20,000. That's a lot of money to raise in that short time, $200,000. But it's possible. But you know what's interesting about it? Listen to me. Those folks went to bed like a lot of other folks, expecting to wake up Christmas morning and open presents and have a good day with the family. It didn't end that way, did it? When they went to bed, and it didn't say they were bad, mean, they were talking about really good people, people upstanding in the community. But you know what happened? It didn't end. They didn't have the time that they thought they had. The parents didn't have the time they had with their family. Listen, the wife and this son, well, you talk about a grieving process. Lose my husband and family members, all that, on Christmas. Don't you know Christmas is forever changed for them? You think if they'd have known they wouldn't have lived through the night into the morning, things might have been different the day before? This is out of Richmond. A man driving a scooter was killed in a crash after a woman said she didn't see him, according to the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. Charles Stevenson, 46, of Richmond, was driving a scooter south on U.S. 27 South when another driver crashed into the back of him around 6 p.m. Tuesday. The other driver, Isla Smith, 27, of Winchester, also was driving south when she was accused of hitting Stevenson and his scooter, deputies said. Smith stated she did not see the scooter prior to the collision. A witness indicated that the lights on the scooter appeared to be functioning just prior to the crash. Stevenson was taken to Reed Health Hospital, where he ended up dying from his injuries. Deputies have not said if there would be any charges for the crash, but they did say there was no indication that Smith was impaired. This guy got on that scooter. He had a destination. He never made it. He had plans for that evening. Never made it. He had plans for another day. Never made it. I've said this before. He tied his shoes that morning, but the coroner untied them that afternoon. That's a very real thing. If I only knew. If I only knew. The title of the message this morning is If I Only Knew. If I Only Knew. This is Dayton, Ohio. One woman has died after a single car crash on Riverside Drive and Hershey Road Friday evening. Montgomery County Dispatch says that the crash happened just before 10:45 p.m. on Friday when a black Tahoe drove off the road through a fence before flipping over. The driver, who the Montgomery County Coroner's Office identified as Pamela Bellamy, 51, of Dayton, was pronounced dead on the scene. Speed is a suspected factor in the crash that resulted in Bellamy's death, but the crash is still being investigated. You know what that means? In basic essence, from what they could tell from the initial investigation, she was driving too fast. How many of us drive too fast on occasion? How do you know that driving too fast might be the time there's a wet spot and you hydroplane, flip your car? People don't wear seatbelts like they ought to. So are you a big seatbelt fan? Well, you know what? Seatbelts save more lives than those that have been unbuckled and been thrown through their windshield, thrown out the side. You know, a majority of people without their seatbelt gets thrown out of their car and then crushed by their own car afterwards, or hit by another object, or get thrown into telephone poles, trees, and other items. You got a whole lot better chance in that if you're wearing your seatbelt. State Highway Patrol used to have a saying that said that they'd never unbuckled a dead person. The truth of the matter is if you die with a seatbelt on, there wasn't nothing going to save you. That's just the truth of it. You know, we talk about unexpected. What if you only knew? What if this was the last day? You know, there's so many little petty things in life that people fool about, and even thinking about eternity, thinking you got plenty of time. Nobody knows. And this was a more prominent person in the news, but Greene County Sheriff Gene Fisher. They just had the funeral, everything for him. And basically, it says Fisher, 65, died suddenly Tuesday evening while at a Buckeye State Sheriff's Association convention in Sandusky. Listen, I guarantee you, Sheriff Fisher went to that convention. I don't know what part he played in it, if he had a part in it, whatever. He had plans to attend it. He had plans to come home. He had plans to keep being sheriff. He had plans on being with his family. He had those plans. Now, thank God Gene Fisher was saved, so he's in heaven. But he didn't know. His wife and family didn't know. I'm sure his wife gave him a kiss goodbye, said, "We'll see you when you get back." How many of us have done that? See you later. See you when you get back. But they don't come back. If I only knew. Maybe there's some things in our life we need to look at and decide things are going to be different for this next year because we're not going to take so many things for granted. Amen? Trenton, Ohio. This is for you young people. Listen to me now. A community is mourning after a 16-year-old boy died suddenly on Thanksgiving Day. Parker Iverson was a junior at Edgewood High School in Trenton, Ohio. Principal Doug Gayen said Monday that Iverson died suddenly over the holiday break when he collapsed in the shower. The cause of death has not been determined. Said he seemed to be a healthy teenager before his death. So you young people, don't think that you don't have... Listen, they asked me to help at the funeral home counsel with teenagers. There was a boy, probably, he's got to be the age of one of you guys there. And you know what he was doing? You say, was he out doing drugs? Was he out doing? No. You know, he's doing him and his buddies, just like you guys do, standing around here, and they were talking. And all of a sudden, he looked at him, his eyes rolled back in his head, and he fell over and died on the spot. Later on, it was determined he had a brain aneurysm, and there was not one thing that could have been done for him. And in just a matter of less than 30 seconds, he went from standing to dead on the floor. Teenager. You don't have to be doing drugs as a teenager to have that happen. You could have a heart problem you don't even realize. When I was in Korea in the military, there was a fellow at that time there, man, we're talking about 19, 20 years old. And there was a black fellow. This guy, I mean, he looked like Charles Atlas. This guy worked out. He ate everything just right. I mean, he did everything. He was a Mr. Athlete. He was in perfect physical condition. And they were playing basketball, and he was running down the court, and they threw the ball to him, and he reached out like that and then just fell over dead. Come to find out that he had a defect in his heart, and the wall was a very thin space between two chambers of the heart, and it blew through, and he went down to the ground and died right there before there was not a thing they could do for him. Perfect picture of health as far as anybody could tell. Listen, you don't have any promise of tomorrow. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, you would go out of here crazy to not know for sure that you know Christ as your Savior this morning. Because you don't have any promise of tomorrow. None of us do. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare me. If this isn't a dose of reality, I don't know what to do for you. This isn't made up. This isn't just something the preacher made up. Google it. These are real people, real lives, changed. Christmas morning. They had fire showed up and killed half the family. They were expecting Santa Claus. You understand, life can take some different changes. What if today was the last chance you had to trust Christ as your Savior? You say, well, preacher, I know I'm saved. What if you knew that today was the day you would give account? What if today was the day you had to give account? Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Matthew 12:36 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. You know, the bottom line is there is an accounting day. Are we ready for it? Us Christians say, man, I wish that lost person, I wish they would do that. Well, what about us? What difference would it make in our life if we realize that today might be that day we have to give an account? What do you have that's not settled? What do you have in your heart and life that's not right? Is there a sin you say, oh, I got plenty of time, I'll have plenty of time to get it right? Will you? Listen, when people die in car accidents and those things happen, and some of you adults in here, you've been in a car accident, you know how fast those things happen? Oh, God might be the closest thing you get out to help. And that may be too late. I mean, I'm talking about in a blink. And I've been in several accidents, and I'm telling you, by the time they happened, I went to pull out of the basement, and a guy ran the red light. And I saw him just enough time to kind of turn. He said, did you pray? I didn't even think about praying. I was just thinking, oh no. Man, he whacked the front of my car, spun me around. My back and neck hurt for a week. Thankfully, that was all that happened. But you know those side impacts? The majority of people die in them side impacts, die from a broken neck. You hit from the side, snap your neck. And so fast you won't even know what happened. You'd be out in eternity going, what in the world happened? You don't even know. Think about how many times you were driving, all of a sudden hit a slick spot. Next thing you know, you're spinning around and boom, you're off the side of the road. It happened in seconds. You say, you trying to scare? No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, if you only knew, this was it. You know, what I read to you, that if I knew, you know when that was written? After 9/11. See what happened 9/11? There's a whole lot of people went to work that never made it home that night. There's a whole lot of people, several thousand people that went to work, fully expecting maybe a lunch appointment, what they were going to do after work, work they had to get done, a lot of pressing things. Never happened. When you talk to people up there, the Lord allowed us to go up to New York several times after 9/11. We took some, we had our singles ministry, went up there, passed out tracts, talked to people, and there are folks that just can't believe it. You know what they say? They say stuff like this. I just saw them this morning. Did you hear about social? I just talked to them this morning. I just got off the phone with them a little while ago. Some of you young people, you harboring issues with your family members? You got a problem with mom and dad? You're fussing at mom and dad? What if all of a sudden they went to work and didn't come home? Some workplace accident, car accident, long way, heart attack. Stuff happens all the time. I'd hate to see you stand at the casket all bent out of shape. Why? Because you were all fussing at him over some little dumb thing. No, those people love you. They care for you. And I'm looking at a group of young people in here. You got parents that love you and care for you. Say, but you don't know my dad. Oh, I know enough about him to know that they're sure taking good care of you. Here's the question. What judgment will you face? You say, what do you mean? Well, Revelation 20, verse 11 says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for him. You see, what's that? That's a great white throne judgment for those who don't know Christ. You realize there's no second chance in this. You don't get do-overs. And listen, we realize, some of us realize, especially as parents, listen, you got one shot at raising these kids when they're little. Hey, you guys' turn's done. Now it's you guys' turn. And you got one shot with that little girl. You got one shot with that little boy. That's it. And man, it goes quick. And man, they're cute. They're small and everything. But man, the things that you get to put into their life, you get one chance to put the right things in. And then you say, well, when they're 18, yeah, that sounds like a long time. But it goes by quick. I remember looking at some of these kids in here, been born since I've been here. Now look at them, growing up. And some of you that are a little bit older, when I first come here, just little rugrats like them. Time goes by, man. We only get one shot to do this thing. What if you knew today was the last day for any of it? If you're a Christian, the Bible says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So we'll all give account, but are we ready? Or do we have some things that are unfinished business? Let's put it that way. Maybe there's unfinished business between you and God. Maybe there's some things going on you know aren't right and you're just playing around with it. Don't play around with it. Listen, don't make a resolution you're going to get right. Just get right and then start today with improving on where you are and move ahead. All of us, listen, I could try to put all of us on a guilt trip. Have you prayed as much as you could have? Well, I doubt there's anybody here that's prayed as much as you could have or should have. Now, you might even be a good prayer warrior, but still, was there other time you could have? See, I'm not here to tell you. I'm just telling you this. All of us can do better, right? In some area of your life, you could do better. The question is, what are we waiting on for that do better part? You say, well, I'm waiting for things to get better. What are you waiting for to get better? You know, I was thinking about this. I was listening to a tape of a thing. It was talking about over in England, back when World War II started, when Germany invaded Poland and everything. And they were talking about how, there's war coming and everything. You know how much war has happened since then? People talk, well, there's COVID. You know, I was going to sit down and try to make a list, but it became overwhelming, Brother Frank, because there have been so many different bugs and so many different tragedies and so many different illnesses and so many different things have been caused. You would go insane just trying to follow all of the end of the world stuff. The truth of the matter is there's always going to be some inconvenience to keep us from just doing what we know we need to be doing. And we're not talking about something that's an unknown to us. I'm talking about just what we know we should be doing. Whether it's prayer, reading our Bible, there's some folks should be in church today. They're not. Why? They found something better to do. You say, well, I don't think it's better. They do. That's the problem. They felt that that's better than being in church. Whether it's this one or any other one for that matter. But it's choices that you and I make. And if we only knew. Some of you got brothers and sisters in here. You fuss at them. But what happened? And I guess, watch this. Some of you have seen the courageous little girl dies. And at one point, the brother said, I wish I'd have been a better brother. Well, listen, maybe you ought to look at yourself now and say, am I the brother or sister that I should be now? Why wait till they die to have regrets over what you could or couldn't be? Why not just be that now? If I could be a better, why wait till my wife dies to say, I wish I was a better husband? Why not just be a better husband now? Or something happened to my husband, and then the wife say, well, I wish I'd have been a better, why not be that better wife now? Instead of waiting until something happens to your parents, say, well, I wish I'd have been a better kid. I wish I'd listened. Well, why not start that now? What are we waiting for? What circumstance is going to change for you? I tell you what changes is when you decide in your head, in your heart, that you're going to do it, and then just do it. Just do it. And it's a growing process. We learn. There's things I know now about parenting. Would I change? My wife, I was talking the other day, I said, would I change if I could go back and change? Would I change? I might change the way that I think about things, but I wouldn't change anything how I raised my kids. I don't have any regrets about that. I regret how some of them hadn't listened to how they was raised. But I don't have regrets. You know why? Because I did the very best for them that I could under every circumstance that we faced at that time with all the different factors that were there at that time. Yeah, do I know some things different now, but what I knew then? And that's what every one of you in here are doing with your kids and those that will have kids and get married, all that business. It's a learning process. Really, basically, what happens, Brother Bill, is by the time that you get down to the end ready to die, you finally got figured out what you should have done. It's too late. But the truth is, you give it your best shot. Stay close to God. Walk with God. Do your best. Are you going to fall? Yeah, sometimes you're going to fall. Sometimes you're going to fail. It happens. We're not perfect. But get back up and just keep going. Don't quit. Don't let the devil get, just get up and go. If I only knew. If I only knew. What would change for you if you only knew that this was your last day, the last time for some of those things with your loved ones? What if it was your last time to trust Christ? What if today was the day you had to give account? Which judgment will you face? Let me ask you something. Are you ready? Maybe you need to get saved today. Maybe you need to get right with somebody else today. Maybe you need to get right with the Lord today. You might not have the time to get things right that you think you do. It'd be a whole lot better to get things right when you can. But what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. God's been good to us. God's been good to you, hadn't He? All right, well, what is there standing between you and Him maybe this morning? What is it that's maybe not right? Maybe some of you, maybe there's somebody in here, you need to get things ironed out. Maybe there's a fuss going on or a feud. You know what you need to do? Get the other person and say, look, this is dumb. We need to get this stuff behind us. We need to get this stuff behind us and move on. We're letting little dumb stuff get in our way. Amen. That might be necessary. Maybe there's somebody you need to call again. You get home from service. Maybe there's somebody you need to stop by and see and say, look, man, this is ridiculous. Now listen, I also understand there's some people, they're not going to change the way they're living. They're not going to do right. And you're not going to change their mind. It's not your job to change their mind. Just make sure you're everything you're supposed to be. Amen? Listen, I've got some of my family, they ain't doing right. They're not apologizing. They don't care. They're going to do what they want to do. They don't care. I can't change that. But I can still be the person that's there for them if they need me. If they're willing to make right, I'm willing to be there. I don't have to walk around all bitter because of how they live. Amen? Real simple message, but the question is, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it?
Peace. Yeah. the glory, great things he had done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God.
More of his love.
Thank you for listening to Light from the Word, a ministry of Liberty Baptist Church. If you are in the Dayton, Ohio area, we would love to have you join us in person. We are located at 6953 Germantown Pike in Moraine, Ohio. Our regular service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday morning service at 11 a.m., Sunday evening service at 6 p.m., and our Wednesday evening service is at 7 p.m. Once again, thank you for listening to Light from the Word. Until next time, thank you and good day.